no tax.
Ah, where do all your taxpayer dollars go besides in the pockets of the guys who are already making $600,000 a year? Oh, but the president says they are cracking down on the so-called big banks. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, by the way, not necessarily confirmed yet. Might not be enough votes in the Senate. Oof. Conan O'Brien officially gone as of Friday. Since there was some interest on the show, that's the big follow-up. We'll tell you what that entails. And also in Haiti, they're talking about putting people in a camp. It's ridiculous, the conditions obviously on the ground, the things that we have talked about the past 9 days with dead bodies still being moved and horrible conditions, not being able to get to some of the people, getting to them, but then not being able to get back to them. You can just imagine the cries in the streets of who's in charge, which is also a big part of the problem. Meanwhile, a couple of other things, some follow-ups we're going to tell you about in this hour. The U.S. military buckles under pressure. Maybe I shouldn't say the military so much as the government, due to CARE putting pressure on those Bible references on the rifles. So they're not going to be able to use them anymore. I'm going to tell you how they're going to get around this. But first, a couple of quick things. One, the Supreme Court with a huge decision that's going to make a big change in politics. It's a landmark ruling. That is really the best way to describe it. And it's a great fair or foul for you, the listeners of America, tonight. Somebody's running for office now. It's fair game. You can have money from labor unions, or labor unions can back you up, basically. Labor unions can spend as much money as they want. So can corporations, which would mean you're going to see some candidates that will lose because of the dollar being pumped against them and some that will be propped up because of that. There's two different ways to look at this. The Democrats not happy because we see what's happening to the Democratic Party and the concern over the House seats that are going to be up for grabs here come November. Huge concern over that. In fact, the president is saying that the decision basically gives a green light to a new stampede of special interest money in our politics. In the meantime, the Republicans shoot back in a much different way as to what the corporations, unions, and others can do to create PACs to contribute directly to the candidates. But they have to be funded with voluntary contributions from employee members and other individuals, right? So the case doesn't affect political action committees. It doesn't affect that. But it does change dramatically the corporate donations and the unions, as I said. A huge change with this 5-4 decision. And I think you'll find that there certainly will be a lot of critics that will strike back at this. And There is sort of a split way to look at it, like I said. Strong campaign finance regulations, we've been talking about a court ruling possibility against the limits would lead to a flood of a possibility of corporate union money in federal campaigns as early as these elections coming up that I just mentioned. So it removes the limits on independent expenditures that are not coordinated with the campaigns. So I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense. If I have the Kate Delaney Corporation and I want to put corporate money to back a candidate with ads or whatever, I can absolutely do that. And that's what this essentially does. In the meantime, the dissenters are saying that the court's ruling threatens to undermine the integrity of elected institutions around the nation, which is almost laughable actually to me. So it leaves in place a ban prohibiting the corporations and unions from directly contributing funds to the candidates for any use, but not for them to do it on their own. And it is free speech, because if I own if I own my own company and I decide that I want to back somebody and I want to put commercials out there, I want to pay for billboards, or I want to go on television saying I'm endorsing so-and-so and here's why, I am now free to do that. Wow. Fair or foul. 800-259-5791. Supreme's rolling back campaign cash limits. There might be some confusion, I think, with this, at least in the beginning anyway. In the meantime, U.S. officials are defending the arrest of the jet bomb suspect. And if you know what I'm talking about, this is a follow-up to something that we were talking about a bunch the other day. And it is the guy, remember, Abdullah Muttalib, the guy who tried to blow himself up and a plane load of airline passengers on Christmas Day. Finally, the Justice Department defended their decision to interrogate and arrest him as a criminal rather than an enemy combatant. They said they got actionable intelligence from him, and they would continue to do so even if he faces trial. So Abdullah Muttalib was interrogated, if you remember, by the FBI before being read his rights not to incriminate himself and have a lawyer. Normally, the declarations are required before a case can be built, right? So now they're arguing that a different action should have been taken in the case, and what would happen in a federal court. So if you're following the bouncing ball, the FBI was following standard procedure. But the Senate Intelligence Committee is saying that the suspect might have given up more information had he been treated as an enemy combatant rather than a criminal with full constitutional rights. And now, forget about that because of what I just said there. They're basically defending that whole arrest. And they're trying to come back and deflect the criticism as to why it was criminal instead of enemy combatant. Wow. We really do have a few things that we're skirting around here, don't we? One, the Supremes on this, is it a First Amendment deal? Because now corporations are free to do what they want to do, and labor unions can do the same thing. They can't directly contribute, but they could literally, you know, spend $10 million on television ads and billboards and all that other sort of stuff. And then in the case of Abdullah Muttalib, it's going to be tricky because it changes the face of the case since he was arrested criminally, right? So trying him in a federal court, if they're going to try him in a federal court and he's already given up intelligence, that could prove sticky in his defense, I think. I mean, obviously, the witness is beyond belief and evidence, but the way they went about this, it could end up tripping them up in the case rather than making it an easy layup, right? And since September 11th, since those terror attacks, every terror suspect that's been apprehended in the U.S., including the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, was handled the same way. And he's serving a life sentence for trying to blow up a plane with explosives inside of the shoe, which is why we have to take off our shoes. All right, odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Idus Resources. January 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1105. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1135.26, 567.63 for a half ounce, and 283.82 for the quarter ounce. That's 1135.26, 567.63, and 283.82.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Forget, coming up in our third hour, we have Nail the Score. Only two games left, the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. So obviously, one of those two will be chosen by our computer. And when you call in, you just pick whichever team you think is going to win and give us that final score. Maybe you win the prizes. So far, only one person has done it, Andrew Zellner, and he was filling in on the technicals here for America tonight, so he wasn't eligible for the prizes. So we still have the prize pack, bragging rights. I mean, he does get some bragging rights by accident, but he doesn't get the prize pack. So you, my friends, could win some of the stuff that we have that's been accumulating, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. It's crazy. It might be too expensive to send it even, so we might have to drive it to your house. No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of driving, quickly, I know I'm jumping to a lot of things here, but it was an interesting day. The Supreme Court decision sounds a little murky, but to make it simplistic, just think corporations, unions can do whatever they want when it comes to campaigning for somebody, not directly giving the person who was ever running $20 million or whatever, but putting billboards and ads and everything else, they can do whatever they want on that side of things, certainly. And then some other things might have been lost in the sauce, including because of what's happening in Haiti, Gitmo, the date to close Gitmo, I mean, that's coming and going, obviously, January 22nd, so it's not going to happen. And I think it could be more than a year now that Yemen has become the hornet's nest. The deal that I was just explaining with Abdullah Muttalib, the fact that he wasn't picked up as an enemy combatant, and the Justice Department goes down the road of criminal, and then telling you that that's what's happened to anybody on U.S. soil since 9/11, which is exactly what happened with Richard Reed. But there is a difference between being an enemy combatant versus a criminal, right? And it sounds like a little bit of semantics. But do you think Abdullah Muttalib, who wanted to kill himself and all the people aboard the plane, do you think he was an enemy combatant, or do you think he was a criminal? At least he wasn't successful in his efforts, let's just say that. So Toyota is the next thing up, because this affects a bunch of people. So a bunch of people I know have Toyotas, whether it's a truck or a car. 2.3 million cars are being recalled. What's happening is they started to get a lot of reports of sticking accelerator pedals. Yeah. And this is SUVs and pickup trucks, too, and cars. It's the broadest recall I think that they've ever had. And, boy, that's brutal when that pedal sticks. You know what I'm talking about? Before, they recalled Lexuses, I want to say, because they called it pedal entrapment by the floor mats. They're having problems with that. But this has to be the largest, and they've been getting reports all across the country for, and they're worried about accidents, of course. That could be one of the reasons. I mean, even the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received reports of like 100 incidents at the time of the first recall, and 17 were crashes, 5 fatalities. If you remember the whole mat thing, the pedal sticking to the mat, and then the accelerator pedals in the Toyota cars and the trucks, so they had to do it, or they're going to be paying out a whole lot in lawsuits. Speaking of lawsuits, this is a follow-up as well. We're just going to start calling this show Friday Follow-Up. We talked about this a lot, the whole text messaging thing and how deadly it is when you have people that are, you know, are running, driving trains, and they're texting. And in California, remember that awful rail crash about 16 months ago, maybe even a little bit more than that, and you had the train's engineer text messaging while he was supposed to be paying attention to, obviously, what was going on there. He didn't stop the train at a red signal, and so he crashed, and that crash ended up being a Metro Link commuter train, and it involved a track reserved for a Union Pacific freight train. So do the math, and I'm sure you saw the horrific pictures of that. Ugh, makes your heart stop when you see them. And there were a lot of people aboard those planes, trains rather. And the engineer, sadly, died in the crash, because, boy, wouldn't you like to, I'm sorry, not to be cold, but to hold his feet to the fire, so to speak. So the last of his text messages went out 22 seconds before the impact. And in all, after the investigation, they said he sent and received 43 text messages and made 4 phone calls while he was on duty that day. Uh-huh. So he dies, and the people on that train, some of them with, you know, just horrific injuries, and then the fatalities from that accident. So thanks to what happened, though, it opened up the eyes of people who've been complaining for a while now that they need to ban cell phone use by train operators, and they finally, on the Hill, passed legislation that required anybody at the rail companies to, that they couldn't do that. They had to install the computer systems that can stop trains to traveling at excessive speeds or in danger of a wreck, too. And that has to be in place by the end of 2015. And then all these companies adopted rules about cell phones and texting and whatnot. So, you know, obviously the NTSB was going to blame texting, and as they knew that the messages turned out, turned what was a very simple commuter day into a incredible catastrophe. 25 people dead and 130 injured in September of 2008. But still, every single day, and I guarantee, I don't care if you're living in a small town, I don't care if you're living in Ottumwa, Iowa, or if you're in Chicago, or you're just outside of New York, and you're in Stamford, Connecticut, or somewhere like that, you guys know what I'm talking about. Put down the phones, for goodness sake, or pull over to the parking lot and use them there. And definitely the texting. Come on. I don't know. Donovan, are you're probably a good multitasker. That's why you're good at what you do. But you're not texting while you're driving, are you?
No. I usually like to concentrate on driving. Besides, I drive a manual, so I don't really have a hands-free.
Yeah, that's like me. I drive a manual, too. But you know what's funny is I've seen people driving a manual where they've actually tried to text while they're driving. What? Are you kidding me?
Sadly, I've lost my prehensile tail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. please. So just let this sort of be just be a reminder to everybody that even when we're talking about trains and we're talking about a simple commute and the people responsible for driving those trains. But it is a reminder. Same thing when you're in the automobile. If you don't care about your life or the people in your car, certainly the people around you, have more respect. We're going to bounce back to healthcare because that's what's getting the buzz in Washington and across America. It looks like really officially dead because the Senate doesn't have the horses now, thanks to the election a couple of days ago. Scott Brown, who made his way to Washington for the first time, he was there talking to people and talking to what will be colleagues. And he's flat out said he's not going to vote for the current form of the legislation. So it's going to be a punt, I'm certain. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Let's hold off on Don in Wyoming. Because we're almost up against the break. We're going to go to Don in a second. And when we come back, we'll talk more about healthcare and let you hear what New York Congressman Anthony Weiner had to say about healthcare and where they're at this point. Because of everybody who was pushing for this, he didn't like the form of legislation. He thought that it was a little bit it didn't do anything to help the people. He thought there should be absolutely a public option across the board on this one. But he has some interesting things to say about where they're going now. I love the quote, and I said this previously on America Tonight, from Nancy Pelosi, where she says, "We're not in a big rush on health care. We're going to pause and reflect." That is totally opposite of anything that I've heard in the past 7 months, right? Come on. Short memory. 800-259-9791 if you want to get in line behind Don here on ATN.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Coming up, we have a great dungeon moment. Hey, hey, hope wherever you are, you're warm and safe. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. I would love to see Mr. Brown's first day in Washington. When Scott Brown is sworn in as the new senator of Massachusetts, one of the senators of Massachusetts, of course, Kerry the other, the Democrats will control 59 of the Senate's 100 seats. They need 60 to block Republican filibusters, so there is now everybody a Twitter with what to do. Get it, Twitter? With what to do as far as the health care legislation is concerned. They're talking about drafting a new compromise bill that could be more palatable to the moderates, including some Republicans. But that is easier to say that than getting it done. We see how they are in Washington about compromises, right? And then the other thing is everybody wants to see health insurers get slammed for refusing coverage to people already suffering from some medical problem, thus the pre-existing condition. But without requiring most people to buy any kind of coverage, millions would have to wait until they have a serious problem before they would actually get a policy. Then that would push coverage costs to levels that they couldn't sustain anyway. Then you've got the individual mandates to buy insurance, and that would require government subsidies for low-income people. And then that means new government revenues. That means taxes. It's the same old thing that we've been talking about. Flip it around any way you want to. So healthcare reform is frozen right now. I truly believe that. Congressman Anthony Weiner today was on one of the shows I happened to see when I rolled out of bed. I got up early. The dog was barking, so it was just a couple hours sleep. And when I woke up, it was okay because I flipped on the tube and happened to see a bunch of political things, reaction, blowback to Brown. And I'm always curious as to what media folks are doing around the country and who they're having on the shows. And again, whether it's Democrat or Republican or independent, although we've got one, what their take is and where it looks like it's going in D.C. So here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, there's a tendency maybe to overanalyze it. There's no doubt about it. This is going to be a tough year for Democrats anyway. It usually is the year after a president gets elected of one party. The electorate tends to swing in the other direction. There's no doubt about it that the candidate we had wasn't terrific. But we'd be making a huge mistake as a party if we just, you know, blithely went along and said everything is just fine, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. We clearly should get some message from the voters of Massachusetts about health care and generally about their unease about the way things are going. Well, all day today I've been having conversations with members of the Massachusetts delegation, and they say there's no doubt about it that this race was a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. In column A, there really were some on-the-ground problems with the campaign that we had. But there's no doubt about it that people are uneasy about our health care plan. There's no doubt about it that our base feels that we've kind of compromised away some of the things they cared most about, and I kind of feel that I'm in that camp. But also that kind of middle of the ground voters who should be winning over with health care are not sold. We clearly need to hit the reset button here and figure out how we make this message a little bit better.
Yeah, clearly. Reset is what I would say. So time for more reflection, according to Nancy Pelosi. Don, who is such a big fan of Pelosi's, joins us from Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. Speaking of Pelosi, you know, I told you I saw that movie, Book of Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the San Francisco. You got to understand, San Francisco is my favorite city on the planet. Don't care for a lot of things about the politics and the people that live there, but that's her absolute beauty. I think it's just a beautiful city. And anyway, in that movie Book of Eli, they show it in what it looked like after a nuclear blast. And I was just like, oh man, that's my city looking pretty rough there. So,
yeah, what happened to the Golden Gate Bridge? Was that annihilated?
No, it's still there, but in pieces. And then the the Bay Bridge is still there, and Coit Tower is still there, and American Pyramid's still there, so it's kind of like some of the landmarks, you're like, oh, you know, but it's just pretty much, you know, just a hunk of metal junk. But anyway, though, so, yeah, she's, you know, every time I hear that name, I just shake my head and I say, what went wrong with America? And, okay, what happened to, how can you have term limits on your president, but you don't on your congressmen or senators?
I don't get
it. And that's where a lot of this problem's at. These guys are bought and paid for by lobbyists and obviously the 41 U.S. senators now that are happy that health care is not progressing, some of them probably get big fat checks from, insurance companies. And you know, we've been talking a lot about this, Kate, and you just brought up a couple of the issues with health care. There's so many aspects of things that need to be corrected with it, and let's not get, forget. We have to all agree at least one thing. There are things that need to be fixed, okay?
Yes, we do have
the best health care in the world, okay? People come to this country to get operated on. They don't, but there's things that do need to be fixed to make it, it's kind of like Dallas Cowboys are a good football team right now, but they just got a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Good analogy, yeah.
Yeah, and then before they're ever going to make it to the Super Bowl. But so there's so many, you got your physicians, the doctors, their insurances are just sky high right now. There's people that don't even, there's been estimates that we're not even going to have enough doctors in this country because people don't want to go into it because they know that 50% of whatever they make is going to have to go to insurance. And that's got, at the same time, you get upset when you hear, some doctor left a surgical sponge inside somebody's body when they're operating on them. And then, of course, the uninsured, and I think the thing that's upset most Americans about this health care plan was when they hear $1 trillion in debt just to be able to insure only half of the, 24 of the 48 million people that are not insured. Well, that makes the six out of seven Americans that are paying for insurance think, well, I'm paying for my insurance. Why should I have to be paying for somebody else's? You know?
Right, right, right. So, and then that's the problem. And it's the premiums. That's it. It's the premiums and what happens to your premiums.
Right, and you've got people that are uninsured. And so maybe one of the, you know, my point is that it seems to me like they wanted to put this thing all in one big bundle and pass this massive bill that supposedly just make everybody look like, oh, we knew what we were doing because, and we got out of the health care pass and everything's hunky-dory. You know, instead of just, you know, hopefully, I hope they step back right now and they say, well, let's tackle, you know, because we know there's about 8 or 9 or 10 issues involved with the health care issue, the overall problem. Tackle one of them at a time, you know, just build upon each of them. And I think once they do that, then, you know, they'll
have
meaningful legislation, you know.
Doesn't it seem like that's exactly it? If you and I, Don, I know we could do this. If you and I had a company, I don't care what our company was doing. I don't care if we had a bunch of restaurants. I don't care what we were running. Wouldn't we have almost like a list? Here's our list. Here's the blackboard. Here's our priorities. Here's four of them. We can't do them all at once, so let's go down the list and check them off one by one. It's like nobody's taught these politicians how to make lists and go through. Get it done. You know that old expression, get her done, and then move on to the next thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, hey, as for Hickey, I was listening to this really cool, after your program last night, I was listening to this really cool seismologist that was on the BBC explaining what's been going on, and they actually did have a earthquake in that same spot back in 1707 or 200 years ago, 1807. And it's like, you know, who would ever thought that, you know, we never hear about earthquakes in the Caribbean too much. And I hear about them over in the Pacific Rim and, you know, Japan and, you know, but, you know, you don't hear about earthquakes too often there, but they evidently did have a really bad one a couple hundred years back. And this seismologist was just kind of explaining all the technical X's and O's to, you know, fault lines and cracks and all that. Well, the fault lines only move in 1.5 millimeters a year. And I'm like, okay, that's barely nuts. It's not even an inch, you know. But if you count 200 years, it's been moving at that same pace, and that's 1.5 meters. And the way he kind of explained it was kind of cool. He said that it's kind of like twisting when the plates are shifting. It's kind of like that you're twisting a rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you twist it so much, it pops, and then it just explodes. And it's kind of exactly what happened with this quake. But I came up with an idea, Kate. You know, a lot of people, it's just amazing how much hate is being sent to them. And, you know, it's really bum luck that they only have one runway at the airport. You know,
right.
You know, everything's bottlenecked up, and they're having the whole flights back. And people are screaming, why aren't they getting us in there first? And, you know, I have confidence that the Army's doing, you know, they've got disaster preparedness plans, probably, you know, something that maybe Haiti didn't even have, you know. But I think we need to, you know, a lot of people talk about sending money and stuff and praying for them. But I was thinking today, you know, we got, what, 307 million Americans. What if this Sunday or next Sunday, you know, President got everybody to, hey, let's do fast 1 meal for those Asians, you know, and, you know, send your $5 or whatever you spend, or $10 to eat for a meal. Just send that to some big fund to buy them all food. I mean, that'd be like 307 million meals for a country of 9 million people. That'd put them out for a good month, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, and that's what part of the problem is. Thanks, Don. Is in giving money, is they are able to feed them for a couple days, but then what? Dungeon next.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With that song is Madonna's been had again, again, and again. But Like a Virgin, her biggest pop hit when she first shot out of the gate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. And in L.A., 4 days of rain has led to horrific mudslides. Boy, it's scary when you see those houses. What's interesting is, and you'll see people that'll say they know that this is a possibility. There are just some areas when they get the winds and the flooded roads and, you know, in these foothill communities, what they call them, they know that's a possibility. It's certainly happened before in the past many, many times. They had flights that had to be suspended in Burbank at Ontario Airport because there was just too much rain. And it is tearing up some of the roads, tearing up certainly the visibility, and that's why. So the concern is over tornado-like conditions, and all of a sudden a tornado will bubble up. They've had that happen now just a couple of times, but it just, I mean, it is slamming into Ventura, Santa Barbara. They're getting the brunt of this. They've got waves up to 20 feet, and they have winds of 80 miles an hour. Ooh, brutal stuff. Mother Nature reminds you once again after what just happened, certainly in Haiti, and no death toll yet on that, and No word on anyone being found today, but up to 8 days finding people, finding a few people, a child, a 70-year-old woman, just some great stories about that. But then the situation, they're trying to resettle the almost half million quake victims now at this point to camps. And in the middle of trying to do this and figure it out, you have the butcher, Chavez, in Venezuela, who's saying that the U.S., every day is a different twist. He's just got to somehow pin this on the U.S. He's now accusing the United States of playing God. He did that originally, right? But he's saying that the disastrous earthquake is the fault of the United States because he's saying the U.S. Navy launched a weapon capable of inducing an earthquake off the shore of Haiti, and saying that it was only a drill and the final target is destroying and taking over Iran. Mm-hmm. Guess he had some inside information. Like I said, think of the source, the butcher. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hey, but before I do that, I think the Republicans have found their young Ronald Reagan, a guy by the name of Scott Brown from Massachusetts. What do you think?
Oh, I do. We'll see how this plays out, but he's already being asked if he's interested in running for president.
I think Scott Brown and Mitt Romney as vice president. I think that would be a killer combination. You know, can you think of a more Yankee Doodle Dandy, more red, white, and blue all-American name than Scott Brown? And
no.
You know that he did a centerfold for Playgirl, right?
He did not for Playgirl, for Cosmo magazine, yes.
Yeah, well, have you seen that centerfold that Martha Coakley did for Playboy? It is real scary. There's something on the internet about it.
Really? I have not seen that, so I know there's a joke in this.
I'm just kidding.
I was waiting for a punchline,
no,
yes.
No, I'm just kidding. I think the idea of Martha Coakley doing the centerfold for Playboy she wouldn't have got any votes if that had come out. But, rather than allow millions and millions of Haitians to emigrate to the United States or Canada, why don't we, the continent of Africa is where they came from, and Africa has never ever, I looked it up, Africa has never ever had an earthquake that's killed anybody that I've ever heard of, the entire continent. Have you ever heard of Africa getting an earthquake?
No, but are you kidding with what's going on in Africa? If you broke down half of the places in Africa, it would be a disaster to take the Haitians there.
Oh,
Al,
yeah,
are you
they never get, Africa never gets hurricanes, they never get tornadoes, they never get earthquakes,
mm-hmm.
Somebody told me on the radio today, said that in the past 10 years, millions and millions of people have died of AIDS in Africa. So they're short of people. Black Africa is short of people. No, but they've lost millions and millions of people. Of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of allowing millions of Haitians to move to the United States and live in the United States, North America is getting to be overcrowded. Africa is short of people due to AIDS, so it's too logical. The politicians, I don't know about the American politicians, but our politicians are too stupid to think of that. And they all came from, there are a bunch of countries in Africa that are former colonies of France. Sierra Leone, the Ivory Coast, they all speak French over there. And the people in Haiti speak French, right?
Yeah, a form of French, yes.
Form of French, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's close to French because the people from Quebec, Haiti is crawling with people from Quebec.
Right.
And there's are there lots of people in the United States adopting kids from Haiti?
There are, but they're having problems with some of those adoptions,
yes. And I can't figure that out. And they're all white people, aren't they? But most of the people that are adopting the little black kids are white people, right?
Yeah, but that's not uncommon. That's been going on
for a
long time.
Yeah, well, that's destroying their culture. I heard a black man on television today saying that black children should be adopted by black couples. Otherwise, you're destroying their culture. What right do us white people have to do to destroy the culture and heritage of little black kids?
Are you kidding? I know you're kidding me, Al. Right now, I just want to say, here's the thing. They're poor as dirt. Are you kidding? Anyone to adopt them, Al, that's the thing. And so if it's couples that have money and there are enough money to sustain themselves, who cares? Because they need a home. That's the thing. So I don't know who you heard talking about destroying the culture, but you got to look at people wanting to adopt kids. And if they reach out to these poor orphans in Haiti, I can't slam the people for that. I got to say bravo. And you're right. I mean, you are right about that, though. If you want to preserve the culture, then the people who are the parents have to be very conscious of that. You've heard Angelina, thanks for the call. You've heard Angelina Jolie talk about that, where they have, I think they have a bunch of different nannies that are relatable to the kids that they've adopted because they have such a mixture of kids from different parts of the land. But, no, and taking them to Africa would be asinine. With the problems in Africa, let's just dump the Haitian people in Africa because some of them have the same skin color. Nope. I got to say, that's the blunder of the day, Al. I love you. And usually you have a good punchline, but that's not going to work. So, all right, quickly, we have the dungeon. Let's go to the dungeon. Here's who we're throwing in. There's this couple from Pennsylvania. Okay, so their friend is over. She dies. She's dying. It just was one of those things. Something related to a heart attack. They call. The ambulance comes. The paramedics try to revive their friend. But lo and behold, they can't. So what do? They decide, while I guess the paramedics are frantic and they're trying to do this, that, oh, geez, well, it looks like our poor friend's going to die. So let's take her credit card. They take the credit card, and then they start spending like $1,000. They were just trying to spend as much as they could, and suddenly it got red flags, so they were caught doing that. Criminal charges filed against them. Who does that? What kind of people do that? So this couple from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, I hope you have fun in our dungeon. Could we open the dungeon, Donovan, and shove them in?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And it's kind of beyond words, isn't it, that you want to talk about karma or something boomeranging back onto you if you believe in that. What could they possibly have been thinking? I don't know what's going on in Philadelphia. I happened to have somebody send me a link today that they're having more attacks on pizza delivery men in that city than anywhere else in the country. You had a pizza delivery man shot and killed during a robbery, and then you had a second pizza guy killed in less than 2 weeks. I mean, are you for real? That's that bad out there that that's what they're doing in this city of brotherly love? Ooh, yikes. All right, folks, send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, and remember, continue to take the road less traveled. Why? It's much more interesting.